Nah, man. I'm pretty fucking far from okay.
What now?
What now? Let me tell you what now. I'ma call a couple hard pipe-hitting niggas who go to work on our homes here with a pair of pliers and a blowtorch. You hear me talking, hillbilly boy? I ain't through with you by damn sight. I'ma get medieval on your ass.
I meant what now between me and you?
Oh, that what now? I'll tell you what now between me and you. There is no me and you. Not no more.
So we cool?
Yeah, we cool. Two things. Don't tell nobody about this. This shit between me, you, and Mr. Soon to be living the rest of his short-ass life in agonizing pain rapist here. It ain't nobody else's business. Two, you leave town tonight, right now. And when you're gone, you stay gone. Or you be gone. You lost all your L.A. privileges. Deal?
Deal.
Get your ass out of here.
Yeah. Hey, it's a Danger Hour. Woo! And I'm your host, James Dangerpoo. And tell you what, I'm drinking a Maker's Mark on the Roxies. Ah, fancy. Pinky up. I'm going to tell you something. I'm using my fancy pants coasters here. That's right. And I already told you last episode you can win these fucking things. Why don't you want to win these things? Don't you want them? I want to give them away, goddammit. There's no catch. No strings attached. Just send me an email to dangerhour@yahoo.com. That's the dangerhour@yahoo.com. Send me a message. I fancy free coasters. And hey, they could be fucking yours. That's it. You know what? I'm drinking. You know what? The fucking ice already kind of melted. And I think the drink's probably watered down and all that shit, you know? I got to look into those cold stone deals. What are they called? They're like rocks you put in the freezer and you throw them in your drink and it keeps your shit cold without watering it down. I fancy that.
The English won't let us train with weapons, so we train with stones.
Yeah, that's what I need. I need to train with my stones. Anyway, the opening quote was in honor of Quentin Tarantino. Congratulations, man, Quentin. He won. It's the second time he's won, I believe. Hey, don't come to this fucking show for facts, all right? And truth. Don't do it, because you'll be sadly disappointed. I believe he won twice for best writing of a screenplay. The first one for
What Now? I'll tell you what now.
Pulp Fiction. And I believe this next one was for Django Unchained. Django Unchained. Look at this guy. Good writer, huh? Great fucking writer, man. Come on. Pulp Fiction is one of my top tens. Good fucking movie. And you know what? The Oscars.
Now, the 85th Annual Academy Awards in Hollywood, California.
Fucking thing. I got to tell you, the last few years, haven't they been kind of gay? And speaking of gay, you might say I'm gay for watching it. But I sat there and I watched the whole thing from beginning to end. Do you believe that? 4 fucking hours. Ugh. I had no clue it was going to be that long. But, you know, when it started, I was thoroughly impressed with Seth MacFarlane as host. Now, if you don't know who that guy is, he's the creator of Family Guy. He does a lot of the voices. Peter Griffin and the dog Brian. Anyways, the dude created the show. He's got a real nasty sense of humor, which is danger approved. He's a funny dude. Sometimes he gets a little, you know, gets a little too much. But yeah, that Ted movie, he was okay. I'll say I enjoyed it. It wasn't great, but I like the dude. He's a good fucking singer. Anyway, so he came out. He's the host. Now, when I heard that, I'm like, all right, I'm in. I like it, because You know, most of the time it's like old fogies or, you know what? They even got fucking James Franco to host the Oscars like 2 years ago. I didn't even really watch that one. I missed that that year. But why would you have James Franco hosting an award show? He's not that dude. That's not him. So, anyway.
I digress.
Seth MacFarlane comes out. And I like what he was doing. Doing some comedy routine bullshit. And here comes William Shatner on the big screen. And they did like a Star Wars deal. Or, sorry. Star Trek. And, you know, they went back and forth. I fucking loved it. I was entertained. Mine went a little long. But I still appreciated it. You know, yesterday I looked up, I was curious. I looked up some reviews. And most of the people shit on him. And it's all these fucking hoity-toity, oh, that's not appropriate. Oh, shut the fuck up. Most of these dudes, you know, they're all uptight, full of themselves, pretentious. And you guys need to chill out, man. Come on.
It was highly offensive what he was saying to these actors and actresses.
Shut the fuck up. I like how the dude was making fun of the whole thing. Poking fun at these people that take themselves way too serious. I fucking enjoyed the hell out of it. It was awesome. You don't see it too often because most of the time people are too, oh, I'm scared. And you know what? They got a right to be. I guess that the industry could destroy you if you step on the wrong toes. But I liked what he did. He didn't give a fuck. Went out there, ripped on like pretty much everybody. Beautiful. Sang a booby song. I can see how some people would get offended by the booby song, but I enjoyed it. I'm sorry. Call me immature, but I liked it. Yeah, this shit did go too long, though, that show. I say you got to cut out all the bullshit no one cares about.
Next up for best sound editing.
Really? Who fucking cares about that? Best sound editing? What does that even mean? You chopped up some sound. Are you what? Did you make the sounds? Did you just chop them up? I don't fucking know. I don't get it. I mean, I can appreciate because I've done it myself.
I've done some sound editing
on these corny fucking videos I've done with my family. But I don't know. I mean, does anyone give a shit about that? I'd say no. Does it need to be part of the actual show? Probably not. Do it beforehand. You know, don't air it. I don't know. Edit the Oscars. Edit all this shit that no one cares about. How about that? Make it a good, a tight, solid show. That's my fucking saying. Anyway. I just want to share with you a few things that I've noticed during that show. If you don't watch the Oscars, if you don't give a fuck, you know, I don't blame you. But I'm a movie nerd. I love this shit. I don't, you know, I'm not like, oh, I gotta look at People Magazine to see what Ben Affleck is doing this weekend. Nah, I don't care about that shit. What I'm saying is I love movies. I love it. I'm sorry, dude. I'm a fucking nerd. I get into it. I appreciate it. I like seeing that shit. So, you know, call me a fug if you want. And I won't judge you on that. But there's a few weird things that I found while
watching this show.
One of the things is that, you know, when they introduced, next up to present the award of blah, 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 is John Travolta. And when he comes out, all I'm thinking is him getting a hand job in a fucking massage parlor or giving someone a hand job. That's all I'm thinking. I see Travolta come out. You know, he's known for his Grease. Maybe Saturday Night Fever. I spend a lot of time on my hair, and he hits it. He hits my hair. So, you know, and look what he's known for now. Jerking a dude off in a massage parlor. Travolta, come on, dude. Don't deny it. And he's got that weird thing going on with his, like, he's got work done, right? Some weird shit going on with his face. I don't know, and his hair is too little too black. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's creepy. People get, you know, in Hollywood, they get to that creepy status. Like Nicole Kidman, got that creepy fucking thing going on with her face. I don't know. I'm not some expert. I don't know what the hell she did, but something's going on there. Something was tightened that probably shouldn't have been tightened. I don't know. Anyways, so Travolta comes out, and all I'm thinking the whole time while he's talking is, you know, him jerking off some dude or getting jerked off. And, you know, that's not the situation I want to imagine people jerking each other off on. You know, I imagine that other times, but not when I'm watching the Oscars. Okay? Keep it pure. But I can't help myself. That's all I think about. And is his reputation tarnished? I don't fucking know. The other dude, they showed, what's his name? Richard Gere. He came out. I forgot what the fuck he did. Who cares? But the whole time I'm thinking gerbil in his asshole. That's it. Richard Gere, I'm thinking gerbil in your asshole every time I see you from now on. Richard Gere, stay home and pray to Buddha. Don't come out in public because all anyone is ever thinking is a gerbil crawling around in your asshole. That's it. You ever see the South Park with Mr. Slave? With Lemmy Winks? The gerbil? They put him in his ass?
Oh, Jesus. Jesus Christ.
And Lemmy Winks is traveling through his asshole. Trying to get out. I haven't seen many South Park episodes, but that one I have seen, and it's fucking awesome. But yeah, Richard Gere, gerbil in your ass. Who knows if it's true, but I'm going to, you know, it doesn't matter. All I'm saying is, you know, you can do years of good work, good acting, and all it takes is one shitty rumor to blow it all. That's right. You're not a great actor anymore. You're the dude that got fondled in a massage parlor. You're the dude that got a gerbil in his asshole. That's probably still in there, right? Yeah. I heard that Richard Gere lives around the corner from me. Wow. In Hacienda Heights. There's a Buddhist temple in Hacienda Heights. And, you know, I've never been there before. I lived here my whole fucking life. I've never been to the Buddhist temple. I think a lot of people have been there, but I haven't. I guess it's like you can go in there and maybe like eat food or something. I don't know. But apparently Richard Gere lives close by because apparently if you live within a 10-mile radius of a Buddhist temple, it's holy land. So I'm a holy man, right? I live in a holy land. Why not? I'm start wearing like Buddhist robes. Fucking walk around, shave my head. Walk around like enjoy the trees and the plant. I don't fucking know. Don't Buddhists drink? Or is that monks? Yeah, that's monks. Are Buddhists monks? I don't fucking know. God, I'm retarded, dude. I don't fucking know what I'm talking about half the time. I'll just take a drink and reflect on my idiotness. Is that a word? Idiotness? Fuck, I'm retarded. All right. Speaking of celebrities, K-Stu. You know who K-Stu? Are you familiar with K-Stu's work? Kristen Stewart? I gotta tell you, this broad is annoying the fuck out of me lately. She's got that attitude, like, I don't give a fuck. That attitude. And she looks drugged up all the time. Looks like shit most of the time. You know, there are these circumstances where she does look cute and presentable. I'm gonna say cute. That's all I'm going with. Not hot, not pretty, cute is what I'm sticking with on Kristen, on K-Stu. So don't, you know, don't get out of line here. Don't quote me different. She's a cute girl if she wants to be. But most of the time, she's, you know, she got those big fucking bags in her eyes. And, you know, they're kind of like, you know, miscolored. She doesn't look very good. And she comes wobbling. I don't know why she comes fucking hopping out on stage. I don't know what happened to her. Who cares? She comes hopping out right away. You're like, oh God, here we go. She gets to the microphone. And I'm going to now, you know, this person did this and that. And she's fucking like dull as shit, you know, her voice. And she's got no emotion behind those fucking eyes. And God, she's annoying as shit now. You know, I've seen Twilight movies. And she's... I know. Relax. Take it easy. I haven't seen all of them. Not the last one, but never in theaters, by the way. Only a video because of my wife. Yep. I'm going to take that. I'm going to stand behind it because of my wife. That's why. But you know what? She was nominated, or I heard on this list recently, as like, women that are completely unsexy, she's on that list. And I, you know, I have to agree with that. She's, you know what? oh God, she's got like a cute face, like I said, at times if she like fixes herself up. Maybe it's even just because of the movies. Maybe they do the filters on that shit and she looks like presentable. But most of the time she looks like a fucking boy. You know? She's got like no body, just fucking stick. Everything's a stick. Nothing womanly about this girl. And you know, personality is like shit. And I'm just wondering, like, how is she a fucking star? I don't know. I sound like a fag now. Going on about Kristen Stewart's fucking stardom. Come on, dude. What are you doing? Rock bottom, James. Rock fucking bottom. But it's true. Not sexy. Nope. How did that director dude ruin his marriage to fuck Kay Stu? Snow White and the Huntsman? This dude, he had to have her, I guess. Ruined his whole marriage and now he's paying millions of dollars in, you know, what's that called? Alimony? Yeah, that's what it's called. That's it. Was Kristen Stewart really worth millions of dollars? That fuck, was it really worth it? Couldn't you have just gone to a, like a whore somewhere? Just, hey, I'll give you, $1,000. You're super hot for $1,000, right, in Hollywood? Go find a super hot chick. If you're a big shot director, give her $1,000 and fuck the shit out of her and be done with it. Get it out of your system. You hate your wife? Okay, go do that. Use protection, though. Don't give your wife like some kind of disease. But go ahead and go cheat. Don't use a high profile celebrity, non-sexy, I mean, celebrity, and risk it all for that. What are you, a dummy? Come on, dude. God damn. Was it really worth it? Was it really worth it? Anyway, I'm going on case dude too fucking long. Adele. Wasn't she boring as shit? She came out, you know, she sing that Nightfall song. And it was lousy. She was boring as shit. She just stood there, you know, didn't do much. The song's kind of boring. How's it go? Nightfall. Ha ha. Me, Nightfall. I don't remember. Ugh, Christ. Jennifer Lawrence, okay? Cute girl. Maybe even more than cute. Maybe, I'm going to say cute. She's kind of weird looking in my opinion. I don't fucking know, whatever. But, I've been waiting for this to happen for a long time. Someone fall down walking up the stairs to the stage. Got this big fucking dress on, like this ridiculously big dress. And not that I was happy about it, but it's like, how do not more women fall down going up those steps, you know? They should have like an escalator going up those steps. You just stand there. Nah, maybe not. Maybe the dress will get ripped in the fucking escalator. Ah, dummy. But, you know, she almost eats shit completely, like, on her face. But, yeah, not really. She just kind of, like, stumbled and then put her hands down and caught herself. But imagine if a chick just totally ate shit and landed right in her face. How embarrassing that would be, right? But she got up and she was, you know, she was gracious about it. But I kind of felt bad for that chick, you know. Seems like a cool chick. She has this video on YouTube. It's blowing up the YouTube charts. It's about her with her after Oscar interview. And she's cool as fuck, dude. She's a cool chick. I mean, you can tell. She's totally real. Well, as far as we know, you know, who knows. But she's being, like, genuine, it seems. And as they ask her a question, she's like, I don't know. I had a shot before I came out here. I don't know what to say. And she starts laughing. Like, she gets the giggles. And I'm like, oh, this chick is awesome, dude. She's awesome as shit. I like that girl now. I had no, I was indifferent about her, but now I'm on board. I'm a fan. She's fucking cool. I like that genuinity. Is that a fucking word? Ah, God damn it. Genuinity? Genuineness? Anyway. And then Daniel Day-Lewis. He wins a third Best Actor award, which apparently has never been done. Look at that guy. And you know what? I don't think he's done too many movies compared to other actors. I mean, I think he's done a short list of movies. There you go, people. Quality over quantity. That's right. The dude's doing it right. He's taking less roles, and he's making it fucking count. But I've talked to previous shows about his work ethic, how he gets into this character and he stays in the character like at all times. Like for Lincoln, when he went to like the craft service table to get snacks, like you have to call him Mr. President. Mr. President, would you want another cracker? But so he gave this speech, acceptance speech. And he said like he wants to thank his wife or some shit for having to live with these 16 different men. And I'm like, whoa, what? Oh, that's what the characters he's played in his life. I get it. I guess the dude goes home. You know, he goes home to his wife and he's still Lincoln. That's how hardcore this motherfucker rolls. Like when he fucks his wife, does he, because it's Lincoln, is it only missionary? You know what I mean? That she's got to say, oh, Mr. Lincoln. Oh, oh. Yeah. That's kind of weird, right? A part of me is like, I respect the fuck out of that dude. He's really great at what he does. And yeah, another part of me is like, what a dickhead. Goes home. You know, apparently, according to his speech, I'm going to go ahead and say that he goes home and he's that character at home. And I'm going to say, fuck you, dude, for that. You know, if you were, married to this guy, wouldn't she go like, all right, dude, you're not at work. Stop that shit. Drop the fucking act. Be yourself. It's kind of loony, right? Imagine that. Imagine if you live with someone and they come home from work and there's somebody different because it's their job to be that person for this certain amount of time. But they come home and you got to like address them as this other person. Mr. President, dinner is served. You know what I mean? Mr. President, more wine? Shut the fuck up, dude. If it was my wife coming home, she was an actress and she came home. Address me as, you know, fuck, I don't know. Who's a famous chick? Mother Teresa. Address me as Mother Teresa. I'd be like, listen. No. Listen here, Mother Teresa. Stop that shit. I'm going to fuck you tonight. And, you know, you're a saint, right? Are you? Well, now when I'm done with you. Yeah, Mother Teresa, I'll make you see God tonight. Not really. Who the fuck am I kidding? I've never really satisfied a woman when they've said, oh God, really? That doesn't happen. Oh God, who fucking does that? Have you done that? Have you made a woman say, oh my God, oh God, oh God? Well, if you have, kudos to you. And I will, mostly because I'm thirsty, but I'm going to just humor you and say I'll drink in your honor if you've done that. Oh, speaking of
Lincoln,
evidently there's some controversy with this whole slave nonsense. In 1865, the 13th Amendment was passed, but a few states were like, "No, no, 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 fuck that." They still did not go on board. They were against it, and that includes Delaware, Kentucky, New Jersey, Joy-Z, and MISSISSIPPI, Mississippi. Now, they were like, no, we're not having this. We'd like to keep our slaves, and we do not have anything to do with abolishing this amendment. Or this, what is it? Is that right? I don't know. God damn it. We want no part of this. We'd like to keep our slaves. Anyways, so 1866, New Jersey were like, all right, fuck it. We'll get on board. They gave up. Like, yeah, okay, fine. Even though, you know, it was law, they couldn't do it. But they said, you know, in their heads, you know, they're being stubborn. No, no, no. Fine. It might be a law, but I'm not going to say we're for it. So 1866, they finally said, all right, fuck it. We'll sign the paper. All right, whatever. And they were done with it. Not even a year. And then Delaware. In 1901, took them a while, But they finally came around. All right, fine. Fine. We'll sign the goddamn paper. And then Kentucky in 1976. Wow, look at that. Over 100 and fucking how many years later?
Fine, we'll do it.
But Mississippi never did it. Never. And this dude went out watching Lincoln. And he's like, hey, I'm curious about my state here. What's going on with us? When did, what happened here? He looked it up and it turns out they never fucking signed the paper. Officially, it was never done. So, you know, it took Lincoln, the movie, to get them Mississippi to get on board. They're probably like, you know what? We're not fucking agreeing with this still. We still like the slave idea. But you know what? Nowadays, there's too much attention brought to you for all kinds of shit. So we're just going to go ahead and we're going to sign it and go, we're right on board with that. I don't know why it never happened, but but here we go. So that's kind of funny. Interesting, if you care. But yeah, speaking of blacks, Denzel. He was in a movie called Flight, nominated for Academy Award for Best Actor. I got to tell you, that movie Flight is a good fucking movie. My cousin Peter Monkey, he was telling me for a while to watch that movie, and you know, I was like, yeah, I will, as soon as it comes on video. So, you know, I did on Redbox. I got the Blu-ray, and my wife and I watched it one day when the kids were taking a nap time. And I got to tell you, it's a good fucking movie. And I also got to say, this is why I'm bringing it up. I think it's no fucking secret, right? The dude, the plane goes down, the plane crashes. I got to tell you this, and I'm going to stand by it. That scene when Denzel Washington is the pilot and the plane's going down is the most intense fucking scene I've ever witnessed in cinematic history that I've encountered. I've never seen a more intense fucking scene than that goddamn scene in that movie. It's wild. You know, great acting. Great acting. But that scene, whoever directed that shit, they got it down. They fucking nailed it. I'll even use the word, it was riveting. It was intense. I was like, you know, I had my fucking fist clenched the whole time. You know what? And if you're not a movie guy, you're going to say, you're a fucking fag. You know what I mean? But hey, I appreciate the arts. I like the arts. I like movies. Go fuck yourself if you don't like it. Huh? Watch that movie and disagree with me. Disagree with me, please. I want you to. All right. Next up. Here's a weird one. Obama. What the fuck was Obama doing on the Oscars? I mean, the First Lady Obama. Not Barack. He was busy doing some other shit. But she was there. Here comes Jack Nicholson.
And now I'm going to go ahead and introduce the best picture, you know? And normally it's a single person that does it. But this time I'm going to have some help over here. You understand what I'm saying?
And so they go to the big screen. And here's, the First Lady Obama. And so she's reading the, I think Jack,
here comes the best picture. Da, 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 da.
And he reads all the fucking movies. And then she gives some fucking speech. And then she's like, and now the best picture goes to. And she opens the fucking thing and she says it. But I thought that was weird. Like, what's going on? Why? Why are they involving the First Lady? Why are they doing it by TV? I don't, live feed from somewhere else. And there's a weird military guy standing behind her. It was just weird. I don't know. What was that about? I don't get it. Just leave fucking Jack Nicholson. You know what? Jack Nicholson's a cool motherfucker. I still stand by that. He's the coolest motherfucker ever. Guy's probably still banging broads. It's about 80. Cool fucking dude. Anyway, one last thing about the Oscars. You know what? I got a problem. I've always had a problem with acceptance speeches. This should be another thing that the Oscars should be edited. Just cut all that shit out. No, really, it should be left in the hands of the individual. Don't go up there and thank all these fucking people that nobody knows. I know, you're trying to kiss some ass.
Oh, thank you for to John fucking Powell, my agent, my producer, my fucking blah, 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 whoever the fuck they are. People, this is, it's an award show. You have to know that millions of people are watching. And if you want more people to watch, let's tighten this shit up. Let's tighten the show up. Stop with your long fucking speeches that no one gives a shit about. Okay? Stop it. They even got that Jaws music this year. You're talking too long. Doo-doo. Doo-doom, 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 doo-doom. And when did they even cut him off? Just turn the fucking mics off. That's funny. Here's what you got to do. Here's my advice to you fuckheads. All right, let's say you win for best actor, okay?
And the nominees are blah, 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 blah.
And the winner is James Danger. Right, I go up there on the stage, I grab the statue, and I'm like, "Wow, you know what? Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I want to say first and foremost, thank you to the Academy. You got to do that, right? Because it's the fucking Academy Awards. You got to kiss their ass. It should just be basically, hey, thank you to you're the actor. You're not some hot shot fucking. You didn't do everything. You just acted. So thank you to the writers. Thank you to the director. You know, the Academy. And then this is what you say. Thank you to everyone in my life that has been supportive, you know, or has helped and been involved in the movie. You know, all the little people, everyone involved. You know what I mean? You got to give credit. You got to give props to the little fucking guys too. That'll go a long way. And that's all you do. And you're done. Don't start naming all these fucking names that no one gives a shit about. Cover all your bases, right? You cover the fucking director, the writer, and, you know, everyone in your personal life. Just say that, dude. Yeah. Oh, my wife. You know, thank you to everyone that supported me and got me here. Thank you to everyone involved in the movie. And I'm talking, you got to say that, too. I'm talking to everybody. It takes a huge group effort to make this all possible, to make this thing come together. To the biggest of jobs, to the smallest jobs, we're all a team here. We made it happen. And thank you to the fans that went out there and appreciated it. That's what you got to do. You got to fucking cover all your bases with the littlest amount of words. Okay? If I would have chopped that up and edited it and took some time to think about it, that would have been like a minute speech. Would have been done. Over. Not even a minute. Don't stand up there too fucking long and just diarrhea the fucking mouth. And now this person. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. No one cares. Short and sweet, dude. Short and sweet and cover all your goddamn bases. That's all I'm going to tell you. That's it. All right, and I'm done with this. The Oscars are done. All right. Now it's time for me to take a little drinky poo. Ah! All right, the other thing that happened in this action-packed weekend, besides the Oscars, was UFC, the first female fight. Look at that. Involved in history here, boys and girls. So I got together with my buddy Gas Boy at his place. He's been known to order the fight from here or there. And, called him up. It's like, hey, what's going on?
I don't really know, man. It's pretty pricey. I'm not sure what I'm going to do.
So I said, all right, dude, let's get some guys together. Let's chip in. Let's all do it.
Okay.
So Gas Boy's place, myself, my lovely wife, the furious Mr. Eddie Gears. He was there. Nature Boy. Fernie. Oh. Some other dudes. Yeah. We had a good time. Got together. Had plenty of drinks. And the wild times ensued. But yeah. Anyways. The UFC. You know, it was a good card. You know, most of the fights were good. But I gotta tell you. This girl fight was better than the other fucking dudes. I mean, it was more interesting. You know, it only lasted one round. But probably not even one round. But it was intense, and it was fucking cool. And it was
Ronda Rowdy Rousey
versus
Liz the Les Carmucci.
Carmucci? I don't fucking know. Carmouche. Anyways, that's not her name. Her fight name isn't the Les, even though she's a hardcore lesbian. Her fight name is not the Les. It's a Girl Rilla. Girl Rilla? I don't know. Whatever, dude. If that makes you happy, fine. But, yeah, it was a good one. I got to tell you, I thought Rousey was going down. Like the first minute, this lesbian Carmouche jumps on her back like a fucking ninja, locks her legs over her torso, starts choking her out. And it's like, oh shit, she's going down. It's over. It looked pretty rough. Her face turning all fucking red, running out of air. Face made that like weird, like Asian looking squintiness, right? I thought she was going out, but somehow she didn't. Turned it around, and she wound up beating Liz the Les Carmucci. What the fuck her name is?
Carmucci.
And yeah, but it was fucking crazy, dude. It was a good one, and it's, you know, the beginning of something I'm sure that's going to keep happening, but, you know, the initial reaction is pretty fucking good from what I hear and what I saw. But there's a problem, man. I don't know if I want to see girls fighting. You? Do you want to see girls fighting? It's kind of cool. And they're actually, I went to a live MMA thing with Gas Boy a couple weeks ago. And the girls' fights were more entertaining than the guy fights. They go more crazy. I don't know what it is.
They got something to prove.
I don't know. It's more action packed. Maybe it's because the girls don't really have I'm gonna sound sexist here. They don't really have like a good strategy. They're just like going balls to the wall, just fucking throwing punches and shit, going crazy. That could be it. But this UFC match, I mean, that's not the case. They're highly trained, all that shit, so they know what they're fucking doing. I mean, Rousey took her down with an armbar. And you know, I'm sorry. Spoiler alert! If you didn't watch it, then go fuck yourself, right? So it's too late. It's over. But I don't think I like the idea of girls fighting. A little part of me does, but the other part of me is like, no, if this keeps happening, more and more girls are going to be inspired to do the same shit, you know? Like normal girls, like in your daily life, like, oh, I want to be like the UFC girls too. I want to learn how to do a martial art and kick someone's ass. Ah! It's going to be a whole new breed of tough chicks, man. And we don't need that. I mean, as a man, I'm not saying that I want to rape. I just want to know that I can. If all these chicks are tough hot shots, you know, we no longer have the ability to rape. Because they'll fight us off. They know how to do those arm bars and all that shit. And I'll tell you what, gentlemen. If the girls have the fear of rape removed, then there's no stopping them. Then they're going to take over the world. I'm just kidding. Relax. Take it easy. Put the phones down. Put the guns down. Just joking. No one's getting raped. Not tonight, anyway. You know what's funny, though? I had this thought one time. My wife, I've wrestled with her a few times. Just, you know, playing around. Just, fucking with her. Just wrestling. I'd grab her. She'd be like, get away from me. And start fucking around. And, you know, at one point, I realized, dude, either I'm a little bitch or this chick is pretty fucking strong because she's putting up a good fight. I was trying to like hold her down, like I think probably like tickle her or some shit. And she was pretty, defending herself. And she even got a few shots in there. And I was like, God damn, I could never rape some chick. You know, like on the movies, that sounds funny, right? I wish I could never rape a chick. But in the movies, they show dudes like throw girls down and, you know, they're like, like the guys just have their way with them. They're going crazy, like, you know, just thrusting and shit. And I'm like, dude. My wife put up a big fucking fight. Like, I mean, it wasn't serious. We were fucking around, but she's either, like I said, she's strong or I'm a little bitch. I don't think I'm a little bitch because, and I'm not bragging here, this is just for the conversation, I've done pretty well against my buddies when it comes to arm wrestling. I got that retard strength I can summon. So for me to tell you that this chick is hard to hold down, you know, it's not to be taken lightly. I don't think I can really rape a chick if I wanted to, you know? To have that power to hold them down the whole time. Then to even have the accuracy to slip it in, you know, while all this commotion's going on, that's got to take some, it's pretty impressive, if you ask me. A good rapist is impressive. Oh, this is ridiculous. And you know what? It's even weird. Like, I can never see myself getting into it. I guess you got to be a sick fuck, but... Fuck, but... Oh, god damn it. I got to take a drink. I just caught myself on that. Fuck, but... Come on, dude. Give it to me. You got to be a sick fuck. On the other hand... you know, how could you... Is that, I don't know, does that get them off? The struggle, the like holding them down, that makes them like more into it? Because it'd be hard to concentrate for me. You know what I mean? Trying to hold the chick down and get, you know, stay hard and get in the mood and make it happen. It's just like, it's too much. Yeah, you got to be a sick fuck, I guess, to rape a chick. But, you know, I don't know, that's what I'm saying. Oh my god, this whole fucking conversation was a mess. But you can't blame me because you knew what you were getting. You knew what you were in for. Come on. You press play. The danger hour, you knew what you were getting. Alright, so don't come crying to me. Alright. okay, let's do this thing I like doing. It's called, it's a segment I like doing. You know what? To be honest with you, I was pretty sure I wouldn't have enough to talk about to cover an hour, but it looks like I'm going to do it, and then some. I was pretty sure I wasn't going to be able to do it, so I have some like random shit in my fucking notes from months back even that I never got to, and I'm going to get to it now. But I'm just going to group it all together in something I call Stranger Danger. People are strange when you're a stranger. All right, thanks, Jim Morrison. That was great. Here we go. Stranger Danger is basically just a lump of fucking, you know, nonsense, unrelated, and I find strange or weird. And, yeah, whatever. Let's just go with this. The first thing is car washes, okay? You've seen them all. All you people out there have seen car washes. I'm talking like the family car washes because some kid died or some relative died and they got to raise money for the funeral, that whole thing, right? But haven't you noticed that a lot of these car washes, this is the strange part about it. There's nothing wrong. Okay, hey, don't get me wrong. Stop it. You over there. Stop. Don't get me wrong. I sympathize with that. I understand. That's fine. Raise money for the funeral. Okay, I'm not hating on you. Not talking shit, but this is what I'm saying. You know, how have we got past all this stuff? I gotta censor myself like that. I think this show should speak for itself, right? I'm not gonna do that no more. I'm tired of it. You should know what you're getting into. You should know I'm not a heartless dickhead, a cunt, and this is for fucking shits and giggles. All right, so relax. Get off your goddamn high horse. young girls. That's what I'm getting to. You drive by these, you know, for some reason, Carl's Jr. does a lot of this shit. Carl's Jr. has a lot of car washes. You know, is that, I don't know. Are they a debt to society? Are they one of the good ones? I don't fucking know. Anyways, so they have car washes with the signs out in the street. You're driving by. And it's always like a young, you know, young girl or two out there with short fucking shorts on with a little sign. Car wash, blah, 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 right? Now, here's my point. Here's what's weird about it. If it's a family thing, do the parents willingly say, you know, oh, yeah, go ahead, little Stacy and little fucking Bernadette, go out there with your sign and your short shorts and, you know, reel some of those customers in. Is that an established thing? It's obvious that sex sells, right? it's obvious that guys like young girls. I mean, as creepy as it sounds, it's true. I'm not saying I'm one of them, but a lot of dudes like young, like, you know, 18. You know what? I'm going to tell you this. A lot of guys like young, like 16, 17-year-old girls. It's fucking weird. That's not me. I'm telling you right now. But a lot of dudes like it. So is that like an established thing? Like, oh yeah, go out there and you know, flaunt your shit and get some let's get some money raised over here. Is it a harmless thing, or is it something that we should be taking pretty seriously? Are these parents allowing this shit? I don't know. It's fucking weird, dude. I drive by and it's like young girls with these short shorts. They're jumping around like, oh, car wash. And you know, you see guys honk at them and shit. It's like, oh man. Oh man. You know what? If my daughter, let's say it came to it where I had to do something like that to raise money for somebody. My kid would be in full fucking overalls and thermal, and she'd be back collecting money next to the cars. No washing cars, no getting wet, no short shorts, okay? Maybe then I wouldn't make any money though, huh? All right, fine. Put my daughter out there in a bikini. It's settled. Oh, boy. Anyways, speaking of car washes, I saw today. It was kind of weird. I'd never seen it before. But you know what? Then again, I don't get my car washed. I just happened to be in a neighborhood where there was a car wash. And, you know, it was one of those hand wash deals. And I see a fucking cop car out there. I'm like, huh? Cop car? And the cop's standing out there waiting for his car to be washed or dried at this point. It's out there in the lot when they're drying it. And I'm thinking, wait a second. Don't cop cars get washed at the base, right? Don't they have some fucking dickhead go out there and wash all the cars? Maintain the shit? Make them look presentable? Cops got their own fucking mechanics. They got their own, I would imagine they have their own car wash dude, right? I mean, come on, who are we fooling here? You telling me that a cop car, a cop's got to take his car to the car wash? There's some tomfoolery going on here, and I got to tell you what I thought. I thought that maybe this cop was involved in some illegal behavior. Maybe he killed the dude, and the blood got on the car. He needed it washed. I don't fucking know. You know what I'm saying? This is probably like a cover-up. Oh, I better go to the car wash and get my shit taken care of. It just seemed weird to me. Is that something you've seen before? Because I sure as hell haven't. A cop at a car wash with the commoners waiting for his shit to be dried. I don't know. I've never seen it before. Maybe I'm dumb. But I would imagine that the cops would have their own, you know, car wash dude designated. Maybe the officer that, you know, fucked up. Maybe he got too many complaints. All right, you're on car wash duty this month, Steve.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know. All right, next up, something else that's weird. What do you think about these tough guy Viagra commercials? Aren't they fucking weird? Just like a big cowboy dude in his big fucking truck. And what is one of them? Like, you know, I think one of them is like he gets stuck in the mud. Dude gets out, he's like all ripped. Comes out. Walking all slow motion. You know what I mean? Doing like crazy shit. And it's like, you know, something percent of men have erectile dysfunction. It's like, whoa, 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 what? This guy's a hardcore cowboy. Now you're talking, he's got his dick problems? Come on. It's weird. All these dudes are like good looking, tough motherfuckers doing some manly shit, like manly American work, right? And it's always like, hey, a consult your doctor for Viagra. You know what I'm saying? Am I alone in this? I find them so awkward. It's always, the ideal man. And I'm talking like, you know, middle-aged dude. If I look that good when I'm like 45, you know, I won't give a fuck if my dick doesn't work. As long as I look that good, I'll care if my dick doesn't work. Honestly, if your dick doesn't work, why would you want to live, right? If you're a dude, what's the point? You put up with all this shit in life. You know, your work, your dumb bullshit friends at times. You put up with their bullshit. You put up, well, mostly work, I think. Traffic, all this shit. But the upside is You get to have some pussy once in a while, and it makes it all right. You get to, you know, level yourself out a little bit. What if your dick didn't work? It's time to clock out, boys and girls. It's time to clock out. Take that gun, one in the chamber, and, you know, be done with it. That's it. Anyway. All right, next up. Oh, man. Let's get racist here now. Asians. Yeah, I went there. Last month, I had to do some work at this Asian lady's house. I go there. She seems fine. She's got that. Okay. Asians have this, you know, the ones that are from that, you know, those countries, not born and raised in Britain and born and raised here. They've got this like very serious look on their face at all times, right? Like they haven't laughed at a fucking thing in their whole life. They look very serious. I walk in, you know, she's pretty goddamn, you know, cut from stone, her face, I mean. And I start walking inside of her house and she's like, I turn looking at her like, what the fuck? And she's just looking at me. And I was just like, okay, what was that? And she doesn't say anything. And so I started taking some more steps. And then I'm just like, oh, fucking it. This is creepy. Then she walks away. That's it. I think she lost her shit. I don't know what happened to her. I think she just might be a loon. So I'm doing some work. And, you know, next thing I know, she scares the fuck out of me because out of nowhere, I just hear, "What the God!" And this, of course, is in her native tongue, which I don't know what the fuck country she's from because I'm not, you know, I'm not good at that. You take there's a test online, okay? You take the test. It gives you a whole list of pictures of Asian people, and you got to pick whether if they're Japanese, Chinese, Taiwanese, Korean. You got to pick. This is a real thing. I did poorly on it. This is years ago. I think now I got a good idea about what Japanese look like. I think Koreans are kind of. Aren't Koreans usually have big heads? I think Japanese have more rounded eyes. You know, I don't know what I'm talking about. Who fucking cares? The point is, crazy Asian lady, that's all. Anyway, okay, let's go on to blacks. you know what? I got to tell you something. Blacks get a bad rap. It's true. There's a few of them out there that ruin it for the rest of them. You know what I'm talking about. It's happened to you. I know it. I know you know what I'm talking about. But I got to tell you, I've met some black dudes and girls that I just fucking fell in love with. They're good people. So right there, I'm going to tell you, I got no animosity towards these people. Nothing. But I am going to agree that a few of them make it look bad for the rest. Okay? It's true. I'm sorry, but it's true. Like I was, you know, out working one day outside, and this dude pulls up in a Mercedes. And he pulls up next to me kind of quickly where I, like, flip my head to the side like, what the fuck is going on? The guy goes, hey! I look at him. He's, like, 10 feet away. I'm like, yeah? How do I get to the 105 freeway? The 105? Yeah! I said the 105. How do I get there? And it's like, really, you motherfucker? Is this how you're going to talk to me? You want my help and you're going to be a dickhead like this? You know, but I'm working. I got to keep up a certain fucking persona. Oh, 105. Okay, yeah. You go up the street, you turn left, and it should be there. He just drove away. Didn't say thank you at all. You believe that shit? But the good end of the story is, once he drove away, I was like, oh, shit. That's not the 105 freeway. That's a different freeway. The 105 freeway was behind him. Dummy. Don't ask me. I don't fucking know. Anyways, the other thing with the blacks is one day I went to In-N-Out with my wife, and we're leaving. I'm going back to my car, and there's a black dude and like two girls in the car with them. They're eating in the car. You can see them in the car. And once I'm getting towards my car to get inside, they're done. I might have mentioned this before on the show. I don't fucking remember, to be honest with you. So they're done. They're about to drive away. The car starts. Their car starts. You know? Puts it in drive. Pulls away. And they all throw their shit out the window. Do you believe that? I'm talking the In-N-Out box, the wrappers, the soda cups, all that shit. They just toss them right out the window. Now here's the fucking kicker. There was a trash can like 10 feet away. On like a little curb. In the parking lot. And I was like, what the fuck, dude? That's bullshit. I gotta tell you. The blacks, and there's a few of them that, there's some scandalous blacks out there. Not saying there's not scandalous Mexicans or whites or Asians, but I'm telling you. There's some scandalous blacks out there that ruin it for the rest of them. I'm standing by that shit. Okay? I'm not racist, but it's true. I know some great, you know, black people, but it just seems like there's that fucking crowd that just fucks it for everybody. And they got to be taken care of. Something has to be done. I don't know what has to be done. Anyways, one more thing about the Blakes. There's this Nike store in Vegas. And Nike, I guess, I don't know. I should call Wikipedia. I believe Nike has a contract to make all the uniforms for the whole NFL league. All the teams, okay? Because I went to Vegas a couple months ago. We walked into the Nike store because someone we were with wanted new shoes. So we walk in there. And they've got like life-size mannequins. Like probably like, you know, 6'4", 6'2", I don't know. Mannequins. Of, you know, they're all wearing, there's like 30, how many teams are there in the NFL? I don't fucking, 32? There's 32 mannequins there. All wearing the different uniforms of each team, showing you that Nike represents all the teams and all the uniforms, right? With the logos and shit in them. But the thing is, all the mannequins are black. And I gotta tell you, you see 32 black statues wearing football gear, and they're all like in this aggressive pose. It's kind of intimidating, it's a little bit scary. It's like a black army. And that's when I thought, or that's when I realized, dude, if a big group of black dudes came after you, just it's so intimidating, just the fucking sight of that. 32, imagine 32 people coming towards you, right? I don't know if you can imagine that. It's, you know, it doesn't happen often, so to have the visual in your head of 32 people approaching you is kind of weird. But to see this statue formation personally, you know, and they have them all like, they're all black, they're all dark, you know what I mean, they're all dark figures literally, and they're all like in the aggressive pose, like, dude, even if we're like in the Civil War days, or even, you know, the old Braveheart days where the two armies fight each other, if you saw a big fucking group of people like that coming towards you, big fucking muscular dudes, that's pretty goddamn scary and intimidating. I'm not saying because they're black, but it helps. Okay, I'm done with that. Who else can we offend? Oh, dykes. Is it just me or are dykes all over the place now? Have you noticed this? I'm not hating. Just observing. A lot more dykes in the world. I see them all over the place. Little haircuts, you know, guy clothes. Trying to look dudely. I see them a lot. That's all I'm telling you. Keep your eyes open. That's it. No significance of the story. Nothing really to take away from it. Just open your eyes and take notice. You know, I never knew there was so many dykes in the world. Not hating. Like I said, just observing. Okay? Get over yourself. Take notice. That's it. All right. Okay, next one. I got two more things. Okay, I'm done. Okay? Just take it easy. We're almost done with this. Another weird thing. Maybe the weirdest thing you can hear is from your daughter. I got a 5-year-old daughter. The weird thing that I just heard is You might not know about this about your old pal Danger here, but I'm an affectionate dude. Okay?
That's gay.
Okay? Well, go fuck yourself. Call me gay if you want. I'm affectionate. I like, being physically loving towards my wife. Hugging, kissing, the whole thing. Touching mostly. But, I go to her the other day. I put my arms around her, start kissing her. And my daughter goes,
I see you kissing.
And it's like, yeah, okay, yeah, who cares, right? And then she's like, I heard you kissing in the nighttime. And that that sparked my attention. I'm like, huh?
I heard you kissing in the nighttime in your room.
I was like, uh-oh. And, she's talking like, when everyone's asleep. And I was like, you did?
I heard you kissing noises when you were sleepy time at night in your room.
And I was like, oh, fuck. My kid's pretty much telling me I heard you guys fucking. There's nothing more awkward than that thought that your 5-year-old daughter has heard you. Man. I heard my parents. I've told this before. I had bunk beds with my brother. And we had a room next door. I heard noises. That's all I'm going to tell you. I heard noises. Sound like my dad knew what he was doing. That's all I'm going to tell you. And, he had bunk beds. So I tell my brother, I'm on the top bunk. I go, Greg, what, do you hear that?
Hear what?
Listen to those weird noises coming from mom and dad's room.
Oh, I think they're doing it.
Stupid kids. Anyway, now, my kid's 5, dude. She doesn't really know what's going on, but it's still alarming to me. You want to be like a ninja. You want to get away with it. But the first time you hear your kid say, hey, I'm on to you, asshole. I sort of know what's going on. It's just going to get worse from there. Fucking kids. All right, okay. I'm sorry. Let me close this out now. Here's the last
Stranger Danger
moment. And this is going to be the weirdest one and the strangest one and the best one, okay? It was worth it if you lasted this long. It's worth it. Here we go. A Texas man named Andrew Mendoza was in a little bit of trouble last month. He, bunny ears, messed with his neighbor's horse. After he was stood up by his girlfriend. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The 29-year-old told cops. And look, based on the guy's picture, I'm going to imagine he sounds like this, okay? I was at my house waiting for my girlfriend to call. I told myself that if she didn't call me, I was going to go next door and mess with the neighbor's horse. After describing in detail his sexual escapade, Mendoza stunned officers in Wharton County, Texas, by claiming he was trying to impregnate the animal. He said, I was trying to make the horse have a baby. I was thinking it would have made a horseman baby. Mendoza later pleaded guilty to public lewdness, criminal trespass, sentenced to 4 months in jail. This guy. That's a cool idea. I gotta admit. Making a horse baby. Horseman baby. Like those centaurs. You know what I'm saying? You teach them how to throw a bow and arrow. That's the real deal right there. A guy with a horse body and a fucking torso of a man. That's kind of cool. But yeah, you're a dummy. You're trying to make a horseman baby. Get the fuck out of here, dude. This guy dumb or was he just on drugs? Or on both? I don't know, dude. The fact that he admitted all this is it's pretty funny. If you got popped having sex with a horse, wouldn't you just not say shit? You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm not saying you wouldn't do it. You know, I'm not judging you. But if you were having sex with a horse or a sheep or anything like that, you know, yeah, you might get lonely one night. I've thought about it myself. Would I do it? Probably not. You know, I'm more scared of getting kicked. Aren't you? You go to a cow or a horse or a sheep. You go ahead and you put your dick inside the sheep or the horse. Don't they get like immediately freaked out and kick? You know, do that horsey back kick thing they do, and injure the fuck out of you. Or do they really like they're down with it? I never got that. Animals like don't give a shit. Like okay, because I've seen dogs. You try to, other dogs try to mate with them and then they bite at them and get, like, get the fuck away from me. You know? They get defensive. But how does this work? Is the horse in heat? How do you know if the horse is in heat? Maybe you gotta be from Texas to understand this whole thing. I don't know. This confuses me. I've been curious. Maybe I want to try it. I don't know. I gotta learn first. How do you just go to a horse and slip your dick into the horse? That's all I'm saying. You know, that's all I'm asking. I'm very confused. The horse doesn't get defensive. The horse doesn't realize you're not a horse. A horse is that fucked up. Like, I can tell you're not a horse, but I'll go with it. The whole thing is strange. I really want to, you know what? I want to get someone on the show that's had fun with an animal. I got so many questions. How do you avoid getting kicked? Do you need lube? Do you wear a condom? Can you get an STD from a horse? Can you get some kind of funky shit from a horse? You know? Maybe not like an STD, but can you get like, I don't know, E. coli? I don't know. What's happening there? Too many questions. Not enough answers. That's a good one. Do you need lube? I mean, is the horse lubed up? How does it feel? If you had to compare it to a woman, how would it feel? I don't know. That would be kind of cool, though. I mean, to be honest with you, to go with it, like with a sheep. I mean, they're soft, right? You can touch like their wool coat. Horse seems maybe a little weird. But, you know, a sheep would be kind of fluffy. Go ahead and go inside there, have a good time. And the cool thing is, afterwards, you can just leave. You don't gotta, like, you know, there's nothing to worry about. No drama. No, I'll call you sometime, or the sheep doesn't have to stay over your house. You can just send them on their way back to the sheep friends. So she can tell the other ones what happened, the good time they had. All right, I'm sorry. Let's close this shit out already, shall we? It's already oh my god, it's gonna be 1 o'clock in the morning pretty soon. God damn it, I gotta be up in like 4 hours. Ugh. Less than 4 hours. I'm gonna be hurting tomorrow. Hope you guys fucking appreciate what I do for you. Alright, here we go with that. I fancy that. It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's wonderful.
Wonderful.
It's I fancy that.
Fancy.
All right, here's what I fancy. Like I tell you before many times, I do work in neighborhoods. And occasionally, I'll have to go into houses, okay? It's rare, but it does happen. So I'm working in this one shitty, shitty fucking neighborhood. I believe it was in Paramount. Paramount's got some pretty crappy areas. Let's see. Was it Paramount? I think it was. Bell Gardens. I don't fucking know. Hell Gardens. Whatever. Doesn't matter, I guess. So, I'm in this neighborhood. It's really, really fucking ghetto. Okay? I'm talking ghetto. Ghetto. All the pit bulls, you know, the gangsters walking around, the whole deal. Mostly Mexican area. You know, houses are like, you know, really close to each other, really small. Ghetto! Okay, so I go to this one house. I have to go in. I'm not going to tell you why. But I walk in. And this house is fucking gorgeous inside. I don't believe I've mentioned this in the show before, so, you know, forgive me if I have. And, you know, whatever. I'm sorry. I apologize. But, you know, shitty neighborhood, shitty looking house. You walk in. I'm talking leather furniture, leather couches, sofas, marble flooring, granite countertops, the fucking cherry wood cabinets, the whole deal. Okay? Beautiful sink. I'm telling you, dude. Nice carpet, if they have carpet. You know, gorgeous indoors. Like, gorgeous. But the outside looks like shit. I fancy the fuck out of that. I'm sorry. It's funny. It's cool. It's cool. It's like, yeah, you know what? I don't care what it looks like outside. Think I look like shit outside. Think I look poor as fuck. You can think I don't have anything in this place that you want or is worth anything. But hey, if you know, you come in this place and it's upscale as shit. You know what I mean? Nice appliances, brand new fucking stove. It looks gorgeous, but the outside looks like shit. Anyways, I'm not trying to be, you know, looking down my nose, disrespectful. You know what I mean? I'm not a snobby asshole. But all I'm saying is, I fancy that. It might be a weird fancy, but I'm telling you the truth. It's, you know, it's mostly just for my amusement to look at a shitty neighborhood and walk in and it's a fucking mansion inside. The finest amenities. The finest things money can buy. It's funny, dude. But you know what? I don't care what you think because I'm my own person. And I fancy that. Anyway. I'm sorry. And now it's time for the darker side of life. It's time for the famous and adored fuck you moment. Here we go.
Fuck you!
Okay. Oh, man. This is a pretty specific one. My fuck yous aren't usually specific, but this time it is. What? Not really. I went to Jack in the Box the other day. Just take a piss, not to eat there. Okay? Relax. Just walked in to pee. It was nearby. I had to go pee real bad. So I drove to Jack in the Box. I was waiting in like a little fuck. It was like there was one dude waiting outside the bathroom door. And I'm after him. Okay, so, you know, the door, it turns out it's a single fucking bathroom, which I love, the ones that just one toilet, and you get to have, like, all your privacy, you get to go in and lock the door, you know, but the thing is, I had to wait, so I'm waiting, whatever, I don't care. There's a guy in front of me, he fucking sees me waiting, okay, he's doing the same thing, waiting for the bathroom, I'm right behind him, waiting, and, okay, when the guy comes out, this guy goes in. Now I'm waiting. I'm next in line. I see a girl sitting down, works Jack in the Box. She's down, you know, eating her lunch, which is Jack in the Box. Right there, right in front of me. You know, so she sees me, I see her, and then it ends there. The dude comes out of the bathroom. I'm like looking on my phone, you know, that's what you do when you're waiting for something, trying to kill time. I'm just fucking on my phone. The dude comes out. Now here's what I don't know. I don't know that the bathroom is like an automatic lock. So this fucking dude walks out and doesn't even hold the door for a second for me. And he knows that it does this because he just went in there before me. Now he fucking just walks right out and this door slams. And I can't get in because it's locked. And when that happens, I'm like, this fucking guy. And I said that kind of loud. It's like, fucking guy. And I turn and the Jack in the Box girl looks at me. All like, oh no, he's a big scary guy. But, you know, I go to the counter. I look at this, and the guy, you know, he's up there waiting for his food. Doesn't look at me. And I'm fucking mad because it's bullshit. I got to walk to the goddamn counter now. I was like, oh, yeah, I got to use the bathroom. And she's like, okay. She holds a button. She's like, I'll buzz you in. I was like, oh, it's one of those deals. She buzzes. Like, I go up. I open the door. I walk in. The point is, dude, fuck you, man. You knew the door was going to lock as soon as it hit. And you didn't give a fuck. You didn't take the time to help your fellow man. That's all it is. It's something so simple. Just hold the goddamn door open for 1 second. Okay? Now, I'm not some dickhead like on my phone not paying attention. I just happened, you know, he came out quick. I'm just finishing up my thought. It took like a fucking split second to put the finish up, press the button. By the time I, you know, went to grab the door, it was slamming shut. So, people that have no fucking, what is the word? It's not compassion, is it? I don't know, dude. Just no regard for others. You know, that dude had the Jack in the Box. Yeah, dude, fuck you, man. But you know, I'm not done. I get in the bathroom, wash my hands. And I'm going to say now, fuck you too, those electronic sensor paper towel dispenser deals. Wave your hand in front of it. And then, you know, the paper comes out. If the paper is empty, you feel like a retard waving your hand in front of this fucking thing with nothing happening. Because you do it, these things don't always work all the time. So you got to do it a few times. And it's like, okay, sometimes you're messing with the sensor. You got to stand like to the side of it and wave your hand. Then the paper will come down. But I'm like a retard, like doing this like, you know, 6-7 times. Like, okay, I guess nothing's happening. So I'm going to say fuck you to those things, man. You know what? Leave the old-timey ones where you got to pull the paper out. The paper hangs down. Those are fine. Just leave them there. Okay? Don't complicate shit. You might think it's being easier on people, but you know what? It's a pain in the ass. And if you're in a busy restroom and you're doing that and people are waiting to, wash their hands and they're waiting after you, they see you like a retard going, waving your fucking hand in front of this magic machine that doesn't work. Now, guess what? You're a magic-looking retard. That's it. Waving your fucking hand for nothing. Dude, you know what? I'm gonna make this a triple fucking threat. This is my extra shout-out, my extra special fuck you to a specific McDonald's employee. Oh, I know. James, why are you going to McDonald's, you dickhead? I get it. McDonald's is poison. All they're trying to do is give you fucking chemicals and make money. I know. Don't go there, dude. What's the matter with you? I get it. Relax. I wasn't going there for food. I happened to be in the Walmart. And they have a Walmart in there. Walmart. Wow, shit. Did I just fuck that up? Walmart has McDonald's in there. Now, I was kind of tired. I wanted a fucking coffee. So, I go to McDonald's to get a coffee. I like iced coffee. Okay, don't judge me. Call me a homo, I know. For a fucking 10th time tonight. But I like iced coffee. I'm not really like a hot beverage kind of dude. So anyways, I see the iced coffee. You know, it says made with cream. And so I have one question. Because yes, your old pal Jamesy here, Danger Poo, is lactose intolerant. I know. Don't shed a couple tears for me. Be done with it. But it's true. So I ask one simple question to the fucking broad behind the counter. Hey, your coffee, the cream, is it non-dairy? This is her response. I don't know. And she stares at me. That's it. I don't know. Do you believe that? A normal fucking person would be like, you know, I don't know. Let me ask, right? She just stood there. I don't know. And, you know, I didn't budge. My wife was with me. We both didn't budge. We just stared at her. And, you know, and then she got the hint after fucking like 10 seconds of weirdness. Oh, I better go check. So then the manager comes by. The manager walks over at that time. And she goes, Does the cream in the coffee have, is it non-dairy? I don't know. But this chick actually did something about it. Let me go find out. I don't know what she did. I don't know where she went. She came back. No, non-dairy. Great. I'll take a coffee. An iced coffee. Thank you very much. What flavor? No flavor. Just coffee. Okay. Yeah, fuck that chick, dude. Fuck you. And all you others that don't execute good customer service. It's obvious.
I don't know.
Really? Go find out, dickhead. A lot of fuckies this week, huh? I got my jack-in-the-box bathroom dude. You know, hold the door for me. Be a fucking human. Have some compassion or some respect. And some regard. And fuck you to the electric sensor paper towel dispenser, all right? We don't need you no more. You know, there's electrical advancements in technology that are useless. I mean, useful. And help out. This is not one of them. Okay? Fuck that thing. And also, fuck you to the McDonald's chick. Not doing your duty, all right? That's all I'm saying. You know what? So all of those things. The umbrella of fuck you.
Fuck you!
All right. That's it for me. It's been a wonderful voyage through audio bliss. But, you know, that's it. I'm done. Show's over. Go home. All good things must come to an end. And, hey, I want to say thank you for joining me tonight, boys and girls, and maybe even some lady boys. I'm not judging. I don't care. You know what? I bet some of you lady boys are kind of hot, you know? Get the whole thing going on. Looking pretty sexy. But you know what? I don't know. Can I get past the dick? Oh, man. No, I can't. I can't get past the dick. No, I can't. Anyways. All right. Oh, Christ. It's past 1 o'clock in the fucking morning. Oh, it's well past 1 o'clock. I got to go to bed. I'm not going to want to wake up. I'm telling you right now. It's going to be painful. But hey, you live by danger. You die by danger. And with that, I'm going to leave you with...
Stay dangerous, my friends.